Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
The document's final words read, Gospel of Judas, and the content of the same would lead anyone to conclude that the author was the disciple of Jesus, the one who betrayed him in the garden for 30 pieces of silver and then hanged himself in contrition for the dark deed. It seems to be more than a mere coincidence that National Geographic released a special on the manuscript during Holy Week, as though it was something just discovered, when in effect scholars have known about the document discovered in the sands of Egypt for a long, long time. Just one more confusing old manuscript, say some, not quite sure what to believe and what to disbelieve. There's one thing for certain. Nobody counterfeits brown wrapping paper. What does that mean? For everything in the world that is genuine and authentic, there is a counterfeit, a cheap imitation, a piece that is fraudulent, no matter how colorful or interesting it may be. Is this the real or counterfeit? Here are the facts. Fact number one, Judas never put his hand to the document. While the New Testament was written in Greek, this document was written in Coptic, an Egyptian language unknown in all likelihood to Judas. Furthermore, it was probably written about 400 AD, though some scholars, based upon the scribe's handwriting, the ink that was used in the linguistic styles commonly used in the 2nd and 3rd centuries, say it was written earlier, perhaps about 200 AD. Whoa! 2 centuries after the whole event is totally out of sync with the dates for the other New Testament documents. In our existence today is a portion of John chapter 18. It's dated 125 AD. An unknown author with an axe to grind, a point to prove, wrote this asserting that Judas was the author when he actually had been dead for a long, long, long time. Fact number two. The whole message of the document flies in the face of the New Testament books. It reflects a Gnostic message that the flesh is evil and we need to escape from it, which is why Judas, who betrayed Jesus, looks like the hero, not the villain. Paul condemned this teaching in his letter to the Colossians. Fact number three, church fathers consistently denounce Gnostic teaching, and to suggest that this called the Gospel of Judas would fit into the New Testament framework reflects a bias which is better known as heresy. No wonder Paul wrote, but even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. Fact number four, the suggestion that this is a gospel is a misnomer, a kind of fraud designed to glean support through confusion. The Greek word uniformly used in the New Testament for gospel means good news, a good message. The first recorded use of the word was on a Greek inscription when one army triumphed over another and a runner carried back the good news or message of the victory. Fact number five. This is but one of many manuscripts or documents written in the aftermath of the spread of Christianity where wannabes, people who wanted to be something else, wrote using an assumed name. A final thought. When anthropologist and missionary Don Richardson told the story of the Gospels to the Sawis of Papua New Guinea, he was appalled because they cheered for Judas. No, he thought, they got it wrong. He retold the story. Yes, they liked Judas. Then Richardson learned the Sawis valued treachery above integrity. They cheered for the bad guy. I think the old Sawis would have liked the alleged Gospel of Judas.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.